This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
And now, two pigeons bemoaning the fact you can choose the TV you want with DirecTV.
So now they can pick out their favorite entertainment when they sign up and save money?
You mean if you like sports,
you can get a sports pack.
What about entertainment?
Entertainment pack.
It's like finding an old pizza with your favorite toppings. Which for me would be pineapple and toenails.
Pineapple?
Pay for the TV you want, not the TV you don't.
Genre pack starting at $34.99 a month. Visit DirectTV.com for more information. New residential customers only. Local channels vary by market. Services renew monthly unless you cancel online. Credit card required. Restrictions apply.
What's going on, everyone? Jetta Cameron, John Rich. It is 94 WIP. Great to be with you off and rolling on this Thursday morning with the Fighting Phils. They had a fight last night. They had a scrap, and they did get that W, which was certainly good to see. It was an adventure. It was an adventure getting there. Look, we'll break down the Phillies game, and obviously, as we do on a daily basis, what it all means for the process of this season. We'll also talk a lot about the draft today, as it's coming up now in just 2 weeks, exactly 2 weeks to an NFL draft. Brandon Graham, he said an awful lot yesterday in an interview. We'll play that audio for you as we move through the program. Look, all of it with you on the phone lines. We got Phillies tickets to give away today. You can join us 215-592-9494. Rich.
Hello.
Good morning, Joe. There, Johnny.
Diastema is the term for a gap between teeth.
Wow. Strahan.
Not just the front teeth, any teeth, but that is an example of a diastema. Yep. Michael Strahan.
Yep. Fancy term for that.
Yeah, diastema.
Well,
sounds like you really know what you're talking about if you say diastema.
Oh, you got a diastema, I see, huh?
Oh, yeah.
You know what I thought of?
What?
Our buddy Harry Mace.
Ah, yeah.
Shout out to Harry.
He's definitely a little diastema.
For
there.
Those that know Harry,
What's going on back there?
He's a good dude. All right, good morning to you. 215-592-9494. Well, look, I guess the Phillies, can I use this segue? They had some gaps in their game last night.
Ooh.
But they pulled it out. You know, this was
one of my favorite things is the segue.
Thank
these
you,
days.
Sir. This was a
right, that was a pretty good one.
That was not bad.
That was
because there were issues.
We had some gaps.
Okay. So this was one of those like when the game's over. Not that maybe you like literally write it down, but in your mind there's this accounting for the positives that I saw and the negatives that I saw. Now, John, I don't know which you're reflecting on more this morning, but there were a whole bunch of both. In some ways, honestly, I think there were more negatives. The irony is the Phillies pulled out a win and got the W, which is, you know, the ultimate positive, at least with regard to last night. But, John, so much within that game, what hits you on either side of the ledger? What hits you the most?
What hits me the most is Taiwan Walker has a zero ERA and two wins.
He didn't get a win last night.
Oh, he didn't?
He didn't pitch five
no
innings.
Decision.
Yeah. But two starts.
Wow.
And two,
so
yeah,
he
you
was
have to go
four and two-thirds.
Yeah.
Correct.
He was that close. He was
correct.
Four and two-thirds. He was that close to having two wins.
Yeah.
And he's got a zero ERA. Yeah. How's that?
Yep.
Alec Bohm continues to
Oh, you
struggle.
Went. You went to the negative pretty quick. that wasn't long on the positives, ladies and gentlemen. He was like, yeah, Taiwan. All right, let me talk about Bohm.
No.
Listen, John, Bohm is worth talking about, man.
I am worried.
It's a thing.
About Alec Bohm.
I know.
That comes to the top. That simmers. That has been simmering. That boils to the top. I have a problem with the constant sulky remnants. You know, the sulky reminders that, wait a second, is he flipping out right now. Yeah. Like, I'm constantly vigilant.
I didn't think it was as bad, though, last
night. No, it wasn't. Yeah. It totally wasn't. But I do think his play is now being affected by the fact that he's, you know, in a weird place emotionally.
I agree with that.
So that's not good. I'm frustrated by that part of things. It was awesome to see Trey Turner summon power.
Yep.
Because that, you know, the speed and power combo is something that I am so, it's rare from my experience.
Let me give you a negative for a moment while we're on Trey, because it is good to see him summon the power, and he needs to do that more and more if he can't move much to his left defensively. I mean, there's balls that are hit. It's like, oh, I know Jimmy would have gotten it. But I'm also thinking freaking Desi Relaford would have gotten it. I mean,
Desi.
There are balls to his left and probably to his right as well. He just is, because that is one of the things that stood out to me last night. Now, John, don't get me wrong. This is not me trying to come down too hard on the Phillies. I think they're a great baseball team. But candidly, for me last night, the negatives were more plentiful than the positives. I mean, the bullpen is like, because I don't think Taiwan's...
Did Alvarado get us the save? Well, did it count as the save?
Yeah,
save.
But again,
Alvarado was scary.
It was scary.
Over 100 miles an hour.
Here's the one thing I'll say in the midst of that high wire act by Alvarado last night. I wasn't dismayed with how the runners got on base. It wasn't a situation where he was wild. Like, the Braves were actually just getting hits, and I can respect that.
Also, it's hard to come in and get that big out in an inning, sit on the bench, then come back out and ratchet it back. It's hard for those guys. Like, the fact they got through it, I was impressed.
With this bullpen, though, James.
You have a choice. That's the problem. You don't have a choice.
Well, that stood out to me the most last night. The bullpen stood out to me the most.
Yeah, because Kirkring was supposed to be emergency only, and he had to get up and start warming up because Alvarado gave up two singles in the ninth inning. That's not the way it's supposed to work. We don't have enough right now. Guys are stretching.
Correct.
Like I said, if Alvarado's out there throwing 18 pitches 100 miles an hour or greater, that wear and tear, I'm worried about that part of things.
I agree with that.
Not right now, but in a couple months.
Look, so yeah, that's on the table. Look, the whole game's on the table, and obviously what it means within the course of the season at 215-592-9494. I mean, another one is Marsh. Like, at least with Bohm, I feel like I can say Bohm is a good baseball player who is currently struggling and may not work out here, but is a good player, I think.
A good offensive player.
Well,
very gifted offensive player.
Yeah, but I mean, on the whole, both offense and defense combined, he's a good baseball player. Marsh is a below average player. Period.
He's not a starter.
He's not a starter, but you know what?
He's a fourth outfielder.
But you know what, Ray? On this team, he starts.
Yeah, it's ridiculous.
So, and here's the thing about Marsh's low batting average, and you can track this to last year, that's, to me, particularly dismaying. Most of his at-bats are against right-handed pitchers. Like, he's been kind of platoonish guy. That makes his low batting average look even worse. Because Rob Thompson doesn't put him in a position to face left-handed pitching all that often. I mean, he's supposed to be elevated by 20 to 40 points, typically, because he's facing, typically, only, you know, right-handed pitching. So the Marsh thing to me is a concern. Now, look, I don't want to overdo it here, guys. I was excited the Phillies got the win. I really was. I mean, look, they haven't lost the series yet this year, and they can keep that streak going tonight if they can get the W. Obviously, you know, you pretty much always are wrapping back to another good starting pitcher after Taiwan's done. Credit to Taiwan for looking like a good pitcher last night, or good enough. He didn't go long, but as John said, he didn't give up a run. I mean, Trey and Bryce both had massive home runs. I mean, they're both the fun home run types. One, the Bryce one in the seventh, you're down, you're up.
Awesome.
Like, that's a big moment. Matter of fact, let's hear that moment. I want to hear Bryce's home run last night. If you missed the game, bottom line is the Phils were down. Tight game, 2-1, well pitched. Down 2-1, seventh inning, Bryce.
Harper swings, hits one high in the air, deep right center field. And that ball is gone into the Braves bullpen. And Bryce Harper has finally connected again against Atlanta. And he's turned the game around. 3-2 Phillies on Harper's second home run of the season.
All right, so when a moment like that happens, there's two things to me that go through my mind, number one, right away. Number one, I'm psyched. It's awesome, right? Bryce did it. That's awesome. He's the man, because he is. But the other thing is you say, all right, I hope my team doesn't give the lead back up again. Like, let's be up for good. Because you're late enough in the game, let's be up for good. Well, they weren't up for good. So it required then a Trey situation in the ninth inning. Trey in the ninth with another absolutely big one.
And he swings and drives one high in the air, deep left field. Eli White going back to the track at the wall. He jumps. He can't get it. It's gone. And Turner has taken Iglesias deep here in the ninth inning. Phillies are back in front on the solo shot by Trey Turner. His first of the year. And what a time for it. It's 4-3 Phillies.
And look, obviously, as I said, the Phillies have a chance to win the series tonight. That would keep their streak going, a four straight series out of the gate, not having lost the series. They are way up on the Atlanta Braves. The Phillies have an outstanding record. This is just one of the, look, maybe there's many games. I guess there's a ton that there's a ledger good and bad. This one for me just felt more, James, this one to me felt more complex in that regard.
I totally agree.
You know what I'm saying? Yeah. Does that make sense?
Well, especially in light of the night before and the way they lost that game the night before and the bullpen and the fact that, you know, and the fact that it's been this, like, do you guys know what Alec Bohm's OPS is for the season? Take a guess. OPS
500
396.
Yeah,
he has a 396 OPS on the season. He has been horrendous.
Yeah.
He had one hit that mattered all season. That hit and was a big hit.
Opening
yeah,
game.
And that's it.
Yeah.
Like and wow. To John's point.
And
like,
by the way, they're what 11 games in now?
They're 8-3. Yeah, 11 games in. Small sample size, but it's starting to be
not
a sample size.
Not that small.
Exactly. And to John's point, last night he was better about it, but he still threw his bat down after that first one. The spots are finding him. He's coming up in big spots with runners on when they need something. And I think his emotions, he is not controlling them. Like, he is not focused. He is not locked in these at-bats. He is swinging early. He's striking out. He is not making good contact. Like, Alec Bohm is a problem right now.
He's thinking about the negative, and it's affecting his game.
And Alec, don't you understand? This is why you were shopped in the offseason.
Yeah.
You have to get this under control. This is a real problem.
Yeah.
And you're perpetuating the problem by acting childish, by having such a problem with struggling. And everyone's going to struggle, man.
Right.
This game, it's so tough.
Yeah.
And it's okay to struggle. Like, you have to get to that point where you come to that realization. It doesn't seem like it's amazing to me that he is 29 years old and he's acting this way.
Yeah, and it's a 6-year in Major League Baseball. Guy's been around now. Look, 215-592-9494. So your reaction to the game, your reaction to the positives and negatives within it, and there were a bunch on both sides of the ledger, and what you think it means for this club. 215-592-9494. We're going to get to an awful lot today. Your chance to win Phillies tickets, a lot of Brandon Graham audio. He said some really interesting things. We'll get to that and more. Phone calls on all of this. Joe DeCameron, John Ritchie. It is, of course, as always, 94WIP. All right, let me tell you about FanDuel Sportsbook, and let me tell you about the Masters. So you can swing into the biggest golf event of the year with FanDuel Sportsbook in partnership with Valley Forge Casino, where every putt and drive can bring you closer to victory. Right now, all customers with the Masters, all customers get a profit boost every round of golf's first major. Boost your winnings on anything from outright winners to round leaders, to tournament matchups, and so much more. So many spectacular golfers in the world. Obviously, the most famous is not going to be playing this time around, but so many others are, and you can find the bet or bets that works for you and lock them in at FanDuel.com/hammer. Find those bets for Augusta and lock it in at FanDuel.com/hammer. All sorts of bet types, including live betting during the tournament, obviously, as it's going on, FanDuel.com/hammer.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not-so-secret secret, with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Alo, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
Nerds!
Today's episode is sponsored by Smart Travel, a new podcast from NerdWallet. Smart Travel doesn't just cover points and miles. They break down all the financial aspects of your trip, whether that's the best days to book, how to avoid hidden fees, or which fancy travel credit cards pay off, and which ones are just an expensive flex. If you want your travel budget to work harder, then dive into the best deals, products, services, and more with Smart Travel from NerdWallet, wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey everyone, quick shout out to Whole Foods Market. You know I'm all about eating fresh and finding quality ingredients, and that's exactly what Whole Foods delivers. Whether you're grabbing organic produce, high quality meats, or just a quick healthy snack, they've got you covered. Plus, they're all about sustainability and supporting local farmers, which I love. Next time you're grocery shopping, check them out. You'll taste the difference. Spring is the perfect time to refresh your table, and Whole Foods Market has everything you need. Hosting brunch? Picture this. Flaky, buttery quiche, crispy bacon, fresh berries, and of course, cold-pressed orange juice to brighten up your morning. And if you're in the mood for something fizzy, check out their seasonal Italian sodas. Berry Blend and Orange Hibiscus are total must-tries. So whether you're planning a casual get-together or a full-on feast, Whole Foods Market has you covered. Make Whole Foods Market your destination for all spring gatherings.
It's no surprise that facial hair is personal. It grows from your face. Whether you're going smooth-shaven or maintaining a beard, Dollar Shave Club offers shave and grooming products that are always high quality, but never overpriced. Visit DollarShaveClub.com and use promo code SHAVEUP for 20% off $20 or more.
Baseball's all about the games, and the best in daily gaming is on the MLB app, where every day starts with new puzzles and challenges. Test your skills with MLB Pickle, the ultimate mystery player challenge, and Immaculate Grid, where stats and strategy collide. Or chase the $5.6 million jackpot and beat the streak, presented by BetMGM. And for an all-new spin on fantasy sports, there's Spinball, the game's official home for games, is on the MLB app. MLB trademarks used with permission. No purchase necessary. Restrictions apply. For official rules, go to MLB.com/play/official rules.
Well, good morning to you. Phillies be good. Phillies be a little scary sometimes. That was a put some hair on your chest kind of game, but you know.
Not for me, Joe.
Sure, good point, Rhea. Yeah.
Fair enough. Hope you're having a great start to the day. So, you know, you can react to it. A lot going on in that game last night. 215-592-9494. This one felt more like an Eagles October game. You know, like when they were winning, but you're like, yeah, this is... All right, Rhea, what hit you more last night, the positives or the negatives, and which aspects of the positives and negatives stood out to you the most?
You know, a little negative. They did strike out 14 times, and I'm listening to the beginning of the game. I mean, you listen to Scott Fransky, and he's like, they've swung at everything outside, and I thought it was going to be one of those games, but, you know, Trey came out with his first home, Bryce. But Brandon Marsh can't be an everyday option. I mean, I know they're platooning now, but I mean, he's done nothing.
And probably will remain.
They have two non-players in their platoon. That's correct. The problem. Neither guy should be in a platoon to be a starter in the major leagues.
And here's one of the problems. They will probably remain the combination, if I had to guess, for at least 3 months.
And then it's hard to trade for a center fielder, you know?
They have one.
The kid.
Justin Crawford. Yeah. He might be their best option.
I think he's going to have, I mean, they accelerate it, you know, him up there, you know, skipping over. So I think he's got to be a reasonable option.
I will throw one positive out with Rhea talking about the strikeouts and the chasing. One guy who has not chased this year, Nick Castellanos, has been phenomenal at laying off the sliders, laying off the stuff in the dirt. He's obviously hit really well to start the year. To flip it around to a positive, I really like what I've seen from Nick so far.
Well, look, there's a lot to react to. Let's do it with you on the phone lines. 215-592-9494. Phils do get the win. And from that standpoint, that's fantastic, obviously. And the Braves are not clicking on all cylinders right now, but they're putting up a fight against the Phils. That was quite a game last night. Let's kick it
the
off.
The Mets record is really good.
Yeah. No, yes,
the
it
Mets
is.
Mets are right there neck and neck with us. They lost yesterday, but we're right there.
All right, let's get to Brandon in Lancaster kicking us off. Brandon, good morning, buddy.
Good morning, morning crew. How are we doing?
Doing great, Brandon.
Yeah, gutsy win overall last night. It was great to see Trey come up with that big homer and Harper earlier in the game. But how about Saiwon Walker?
That's a good name.
Saiwon Walker, yes!
I like that. That's really good.
No runs, no earned runs in two games. I would never have thought it. But
10 2/3 shutty.
Crazy. This bullpen, though, is going to be an issue until we get a new arm in there or until Painter arrives. You got, you know, Romano, Ruiz, and now Ross. All those three guys' last names start with R. You know what else starts with R? Runs.
Wow. Dude, you're on fire today, Brandon.
That's pretty good, man.
But I got to take a bite out of Boom here today. I'm just done with his antics. I think it is now contributing to his poor play. 0 for 5 last night. He's hitting 178 on the year. You know, I was hoping the ump would throw him out after the last game. He turned around, you know, dropped an F-bomb. And it was actually a strike that he was arguing when he struck out. It's like, this guy needs to get off the team, and we need to get a reliever that we can, you know, trade for him for. But I'm just done with him.
Well, look, it could come to that. Obviously, Brandon, that's a possibility. I'm still not ready to throw in the towel yet. And I am struck by the fact that the Phillies didn't in the offseason, which tells me that they did not like the offers they were receiving. And you can only imagine, Brandon, now that he has started off slow in the first 2 weeks,
but how about the
gratitude? Those offers aren't getting better. Well, so that's a problem. You don't want to give them
the
away.
How about the way he responded to the fact that he was on the trading block this past offseason? The way that Alec Bohm,
I don't know,
shaped up, so to speak.
Shaped out.
I can't get over that part.
Yeah, me too. Yeah, you think a whole offseason of this team talking to him, of like him trying to address this, and this is the best he can do at controlling his emotions when you've got cameras on you at all times? Like, it's incredibly disappointing, honestly, is the word that keeps coming out. Like, I'm so disappointed with how he's handled the beginning of the season.
Yeah, it's not good, and it's a problem. All right, Brandon, good call, buddy. Appreciate that very much. 215-592-9494. I also want to throw, so let me give you two different Twitter poll questions of the day today. The first, as we've been talking about with the Phils, Twitter poll brought to us by Armin Chevrolet. Armin Chevy, your Corvette headquarters. Have you dreamt about owning a Corvette? Well, now's the time. Visit ArminChevy.com. Together, let's drive. Poll question, are you thinking more this morning about the positives or negatives that stood out to you from last night's Phillies game? As we've been addressing, there were a lot on both sides. So, you can vote at Sports Radio WIP on Twitter. The positives or the negatives, the two choices. Second poll question. John, this Guider thing. So, is he going to be on the team? That's a poll question. Let me just put that out there. Is he going to be on the team, you know, 2025, yes or no? But let's dig in a little deeper, John. How much do you think the Eagles are playing with fire if he's not on the team? Put another way, how much are they playing with fire with most of us thinking he probably won't be on the team, and they have what they have in their room right now. They could get a tight end. They might not get the one they want in the draft. They could get a tight end that's not a complete tight end in the draft. Like, that's the thing about the guys currently here that aren't named Goddard. They either catch the ball and don't block or block and don't catch. The beauty of Goddard, of course, has been, you know, that he's done both. And really at a very high level. Not so much the catching, but I think he could have done more if more opportunity was there.
If he's healthy,
yep,
he can be a top, whatever you want him to be, a top 10, a top 5. I don't care how high you want to make that. You can make it elite. He could be up there with the best of the best in terms of production in the NFL. As long as he's healthy, he has the gifts to do that. He just hasn't been able to stay out there on the field.
Clearly. Do you think it's a problem if he's not on the team? Like, does it compromise?
We are a worse team if he's not on the team.
To me, the two that he helps the most by far, I'll even give you three. He helps Jalen Hurts, he helps Saquon Barkley, and he helps offensive coordinator guy.
And the offensive line.
Yeah,
you know,
but,
in a way.
But not as much. Like, coordinator guy.
In a big way. If he can stay to pass protect.
Yeah, that's kind of what I mean. That's what I mean when I say he helps Hurts. When I say he helps Hurts and Saquon, though, that's what I mean. Like, he helps those guys from a running standpoint. He helps Hurts from a passing standpoint.
For sure.
And he helps whoever's in charge of the offense. And obviously,
like a jack of all trades, he has to do a lot of things.
Right.
His job changes every play depending on where they are on the field. But really, he is asked to do a lot of different things.
I remain convinced they want to keep him.
He's an amazing tight end.
Let me take it a step further. I remain convinced that they are trying to keep. They're very much trying to keep.
Yeah, that's why he's still here.
Well, there's also this argument.
It could be that they haven't got what they want.
It could
for
be
him,
a bone thing. Like, do I think the Phillies really, really, really want it bone back?
I think they want the Eagles want Goddard back way more than the Eagles want it bone back.
I'm not convinced. I don't know about that.
They plan to have him gone. They signed two tight ends this offseason. Like, I think that offseason played out in a way where they didn't get what the offers they wanted for him, and now they're reevaluating. I think that's what happened.
And there's the organizational, not that Sirianni was here, but institutional knowledge of Lurie and Howie of, let's not hold on to our guys too long. 2017 became 2018, became 2019.
But they'll hold on to him if they get the price point they want. I think they
Here's my thing. I don't know. I guess that's where I'm at. I mean, look, I think when the guy plays, and John, to your point, when he's healthy, I love him. Like, I'm a big Goddard fan.
Me too.
So look,
you
can
elite.
Yeah, you can.
He is a top tight end when he can play.
You can weigh in on the phone lines on the Goddard thing. What do you make of it? Because, you know, I think we're going to have resolution draft weekend, one way or the other. I think he's either on the team moving forward or not. I don't think this thing's going to dwell into May and June and July with continued speculation. I think we're going to know in 2 weeks. By the way, we're 2 weeks of the draft. John, you ready for a convergence? 2 weeks from the draft, 2 months and a day from when the Eagles won the Super Bowl. Because wasn't that February 9th? Am I remembering that right? February 9th?
So.
And today's April 10th.
February 9th.
By the way, Seltzer's not on his game because I just said Eagles won the Super Bowl and he didn't ding it up.
You're right.
Come on, bad job by me. Eagles won the Super Bowl 2 months and a day ago.
Bad job by me.
All right, look, your reaction and comments on all this, 215-592-9494. Something Brandon Graham said in an interview yesterday. We'll get to that. Plus your chance to win Phillies tickets. We'll get to that. And your reaction to last night's Phillies game. And what do you make of the Goddard situation? A lot going on here today. Joe Cameron, John Ritchie. It's 94 WIP.
Imagine a home that's consistently comfortable no matter the weather outside with energy-efficient windows from Window Nation. That dream can become a reality. Say goodbye to cold, drafty spots because Window Nation builds their windows with top-quality insulation and seals, making them some of the best insulated options available.
I can feel a major difference in my house. Window Nation came 2 weeks ago. It's been, you know, a week and a half. The windows are in. It's been chilly the last couple of days, but my home has been so much cozier than before all throughout. And I love that part. Three windows in the kids' rooms in that part of the house, but the rest of the house is warmer. And I'm positive I'm going to be saving a couple bucks on my heating and cooling bills. Window Nation, they have a 96% customer satisfaction rating, too. Over 20,000 five-star reviews, so you know you're in good hands.
And get this, right now they've got a buy four, get four free sale. Plus, you could get zero interest, zero payments until 2027. And if you get your windows for your whole house, they give you a free entry door.
This amazing sale ends April 30th, so don't delay. Schedule your fast free estimate today by calling 866-90-NATION or visiting windownation.com.
So true, man. So true. Good morning to you. I'll listen to this song.
I ain't gonna do you wrong.
Nah.
Why you gone?
Although Boom's doing the Phils wrong a little bit.
I ain't gonna do you wrong, 'cause I don't want.
But they pulled it out. Survive. And advance. Not just to the day. They would have advanced even if they lost yesterday. It's okay. You know what is not advanced? I gotta rip someone here.
Uh-oh.
We were having a conversation the other day off the air about social media. And I thought, I forgot about me and Instagram.
Oh, yeah.
So let me rip myself for a moment here. So I went back and I wanted to see how
you
many.
You were into that for a minute, too. Yeah.
How many, what do they call this, the gram? Is that what the kids call it?
I believe so, yes. I think they used to. I don't know if they do anymore.
How many posts I've got on the gram?
I don't know if the kids are on the gram anymore.
Well, then I'm way behind the times because I'm trying to catch up to them. I'm like the guy trying to still use CDs right now.
You guys are doing TikToks, Joe, if you want to catch up with the kids.
All right, so check this out. John, I've got 12 posts, if that's even what it's called, on Instagram. started this thing around Memorial Day 2022, so that's 3 years ago. Here's the first post.
We're averaging 4 posts a year.
Yeah, this is particularly pathetic when you understand the first post, what it says. Got a picture of myself in a tux. Look good, right?
Yeah, look at you.
Here's what I wrote. The hammer is now on Instagram. Look out, world. ...
So that picture
prophetic.
That you posted.
What a prophetic
post. How's
the
world doing, Joe?
I think the world's doing fine without me, frankly. I really do.
That picture
Instagram
that you posted,
wasn't ready for
it's
it.
It's actually
you know?
The tiny little round photo that you used for some other
Facebook
profile
years ago.
Yeah,
Facebook.
Like another, like the tiny
Joe found
little
a good
circular
picture, and he's like, "This is my picture."
Correct.
Is what he did post.
That's right.
So you can't really even see it, and it's blurry if you try to zoom.
Well, I'm just saying it's not.
It's not good content.
Not
really.
My finest hour, but I'll try to for the people
so
out
back
there
is
that
the
are
point.
In, for the people out there interested in the Instagram thing. I'm going to pick up my game.
You're back.
Okay.
It's a.
I started trying to do it a little bit, and I was very confused with a lot of the options on the Instagram. Mm. Like, it seemed like there were a lot of choices that I needed to be making. Like,
we're sounding very old right now.
We are.
My goodness.
We are sounding old.
In terms of
we
who
are.
I'm sending it out to, who I'm not
all
sending it out to.
All these choices on the electric phone. It's so much to design from.
All right, 215-592. So true. 94-94.
I'm right there with you, Joe.
Yes. Well, thank you, sir. By the way, when you call in today, you can tell us when two people were right there with each other and then weren't. Or don't have to be two people. It could be something else, entities in the sort. Why? Because we're giving away Phillies tickets today. And this, John, is the 55th anniversary of the Beatles splitting up. Put another way, John Lennon and Paul McCartney splitting up. Obviously a memorable split. By the way, there was a split, obviously, in hoops about 2 months ago with Luka and the Lakers. They had a reunion. Excuse me, Luka and the Mavs. They had a reunion of sorts last night as Luka played against the Mavs, was crying during the
points.
Introduction. Yeah, we had big games. Obviously, a great player. That was a more memorable sports split in recent times. The Beatles from 50-some years ago was one of the all-time splits. Today, with your chance to win a pair of tickets to see the Phils and the Giants. This game coming up, by the way, on Tuesday. So next week, get yourself to an early Phillies game this year, Tuesday, April 15th. Next week, 6:45, first pitch, Citizens Bank Park. By the way, it's also Jackie Robinson Day. And prior to the game, the Phils will host a tribute on field to celebrate the legacy of Jackie Robinson. Tickets always available at Phillies.com. Here's the deal. Give us, in honor of that Beatles split, in honor of that Luka and the Mavs split, give us a memorable split. There are many. There are thousands, ladies and gentlemen. Give us a memorable split. Best answer whoever provides it. Like David Letterman and NBC. Big. Letterman, Leno. Carson's leaving. Who's getting the gig? Goes to Leno. Letterman's like, I'm out of here. He goes to CBS. That was a very memorable split. John Ritchie, when you think of a memorable split, what hits you, my man?
Your hair looks lighter today. I'm just
don't
letting
know
you
why.
Know. Maybe that's from all the walking
in the sun
you've been doing outside.
Could be.
Did you walk yesterday outside?
Didn't walk. Didn't work out.
Oh, come on. Are you serious?
I wanted to.
Are you kidding me?
I was very busy yesterday.
I don't care, man.
The book is consuming me right now.
I was so busy.
I
really was.
I was just busy, guys.
I blame it on the book.
The book.
Yesterday there was only three things in my life.
I had to start go around 20 of the West Wing.
Yesterday, no, not doing that. Yesterday was book, nap, Phillies. That's all it was.
There's no excuse.
Book, nap, Phillies.
Stop making excuses.
What about working out while you watch the Phils? You ever think about that?
No, I don't have it in my apartment. I don't.
What about push-ups and sit-ups? You've got that everywhere you go.
It's not how I want to do it. I'm gonna pump some iron.
I'm so disappointed.
I was disappointed
in our Phillies. I'm so disappointed.
Yeah, you sound real disappointed in yourself.
Alec Boehm.
I'll get out of today.
I'm disappointed in Alec Boehm specifically.
Yeah. Jody Cameron's the Alec Boehm of
with
working
the way
out.
They're handling Alec Boehm. I'm disappointed in them, but I'm very disappointed in you, Joe. A split.
Yes.
Sorry, I got off track. I thought maybe you looked like sun-kissed from being outside and active.
It could be, because I have been walking out there. Stop. It's possible.
It's just the light hitting him.
It could be that as well.
I was giving Joe the benefit
of
the
doubt. Could be
that as well. Whoa, I was wrong to do that. Man.
That's great.
Split. How
about, yes, sir.
Johnny Depp and Amber Heard had a split recently.
Epic.
Yes, they did.
Noticed.
Yes.
Notable.
Yes, they did. That is true indeed. Seltzer, and this goes for everyone. At 215-592-9494, give us a memorable split. James, what do you got?
I'm going way outside the box here. I'm going like rectangle, square, triangle, whatever. Mm-hmm. Ed Norton in Primal Fear.
Yeah, split personality.
Oh. Right?
Yeah.
Very not good, bad, James. Right?
Yeah. Yeah. Now, that's an interesting answer right there. I need a ruling, though. Are we doing the fictional type, like all the fictional couples that break up? So we're combining fictional... And real life, I think we should do only real life.
Yeah, I think.
I mean,
that's
crossing it weird. Now we're getting to Scarlett O'Hara and, you know, we did.
Frankly, my dear, I don't give a damn.
Why am I forgetting his name?
Rhett Butler.
Rhett Butler. I don't know.
I think.
James, I need you to make a ruling right now.
I don't think we should limit it.
Both or only real life?
Man, I'm really torn on it. I agree. I think it crosses it weird if we go both, but I do think it's fun to have the fictional on the board. I'm really torn on it.
Rhea, you make the decision.
No, real.
Okay, fine. Only real life.
Rhea, shut it
down. All
right,
Rhea, give me an answer. I mean, so many thousands anyway. We're good. 215-592-9494. A memorable split, Rhea. What do you got?
I am going old school. The shocking breakup of Lee Iacocca and Ford.
And then he went to Chrysler, right?
Yeah, and he went to Chrysler and stayed there for bankruptcy. My favorite part about the whole story was when Henry Ford fired him, he said to him, "I just don't like you."
Wow.
The guy had been there 32 years.
Wow. How about that? Yeah. All right. So, look, give us a big answer on a split. By the way, speaking of answers, we got an answer. This was pretty cool yesterday from Brandon Graham about blowing out the Kansas City Chiefs. Obviously, the Super Bowl, which was 2 months and a day ago, was as non-competitive as just about any Super Bowl we've ever seen. Final score didn't show it. But, you know, we all know what happened in the teeth of that game. BG was talking yesterday to Kay Adams and talked about this regarding the Super Bowl.
We was on the sideline trying to hold it in, too, because it's just like we felt good going into this game because we had a great week. We had a great week of practice. The belief in that we was going to win that game, we knew that because of how just we showed it every day. And when it started happening, I mean, man, that's why we tried to stay low level because a lot of the Chiefs that year, you know, they was blocking field goals. They was doing a lot of stuff. And we was like, man, if we just take it to them, we feel like we could really do some things.
They did more than just some things. I mean, that game was so over early third quarter. And for him, it was really cool to hear him talk about that they could just sort of internally yuck it up on the sideline, but make sure – basically what he's saying is we wanted to make sure the Chiefs and the cameras maybe didn't see it as much, but we knew we felt it. They knew the whole Delaware Valley, the whole world knew the game was over.
And that's
with
10 minutes
to go in the third quarter. It's so rare.
Such a rare position.
So rare.
Every team I was ever on, every coach, all they talked about was this game will be decided by a point. This game is going to be a point here, a point there. It's inches here, inches there. That's the Super Bowl.
Well, how about how the other team was? Let me do the math real quick. I think they were 15-2, and one of them didn't count because they played Carson. Let's just throw that one out. 15-1 in the regular season plus 2-0. The other team was a 17-1 team. 17-1.
Well, so is this one.
I'm saying how bizarre is it that a 17-1 team can't compete 10 minutes ago in the third quarter, game's over.
We were that much better.
That was unbelievable.
We were that much better.
My God.
Than everyone.
They really were. All right,
this year, we are
they really were that much better.
Expected to be better than everyone.
I don't think the Rams game is close if it didn't snow.
As fans.
I don't know.
I think they were way better than everybody.
I think Jalen's injury also affected
that too.
Injury affected
but yeah, I think they were just way better than everyone. Like
well,
way
they,
better.
They certainly were at the end. I don't think they were for a good portion of the year, but by the end of the year they were. All right, 215-592-9494. So give us a memorable split And obviously, you know, everything we're talking about here today with the Phils. Dan in Philadelphia. Dan, good morning.
Good morning, crew. What's up today?
Hi, Dan. Lots.
It's not, I know. It's not possible Brandon Graham comes out of retirement, right?
He's certainly talking like someone who's interested. We'll play that audio. My God, he struck me as very interested.
I can't imagine him on another team.
Well, I don't think that's going to happen. But Dan, if I had to guess, I would guess he wanted to play and they didn't want him. That's just my guess. Because he's talking like someone who sounds still interested in playing.
But didn't he tear his bicep again?
Or he did. Well, he did. But, I mean, you know, that should be ready by September. Remember, when he tore it in December and came back in February, that's 2 months. You know, less than 2 months, I think. But they're about 2 months. I mean, you got 6 months to get ready for the season. What I tend to think happened is the Eagles, knowing that he had torn the bicep and knowing, you know, again, and knowing
tricep.
That they tricep, and knowing that in 2018 they struggled after having won the Super Bowl and held on to some guys for too long. I just would, it's just a gut feeling. Gut feeling, he probably wanted to play because let's remember, Dan, when he played really well this year, including in the Super Bowl. But if they said, we don't want you, then his options were retire or try to find another team. I don't think he's ever going to play for another team. But I do wonder if they're in a pinch, if they call him up. I don't think he's going to say no. I really don't.
I don't think he would say no. Yeah, I just can't imagine him on another team.
Yeah, I don't think you have to worry about that. Really, I will be stunned if that occurs. Stunned.
Me too. As for the Phillies, I mean, listen, it's early in the season. We're still rocking. I agree this is a legitimate concern. I'm just hoping that this team can balance its weaknesses with its strengths until we can actually make some moves.
Well, for the most part, they should, Dan. You know what I mean? Like, they're going to lose some games here and there because, like, those bullpen guys, they're going to cost them some games. There's no question. But it's not like they're not going to be able to still excel to a decent degree when you have this starting pitching and some of these players on offense. I mean, let's remember, a lot of us are frustrated today, and I'm expressing that. A couple of us are expressing that. They are 8-3. I mean, you know.
Exactly. I'm not too frustrated because, like you just said, there are going to be games like that. I'm just hoping that this doesn't become the problem to where you're not going to be.
Well, know this, Dan. Let me just tell you something. Saddle up with this bullpen for the next couple of months because it's going to be a roller coaster. It just is.
That's why I'm hoping Dombrowski, you know, has cavalry coming.
I know. All right, Dan, give me an answer.
By the way, guys, the Masters starts today. All right?
Sure it does.
All right, let's remember that. So we got that going for the next 4 days.
Correct.
My split would be the 13 colonies from Britain.
Oh, that is a big answer right there.
Oh, nice.
Colonies and Britain. I like that answer quite a bit. Major, major answer. Let's go to Ed in Phoenixville. Ed, good morning.
Good morning, team. How's everyone doing?
Super, Ed.
So, I had an Eagles draft take in a second, but with the Phillies, I think the Justin Crawford call-up has to happen sooner rather than later.
You can't force it. You don't force that, Ed. You don't force that. You do it because they're not going to fall out of playoff contention without him. You can lament what's out there right now. You can want Crawford. You don't listen. I'm not telling
Crawford.
You, Ed. I'm no expert on the player development thing in baseball. I'm not going to act like I am. But I've heard enough from enough people that are through the years that you just don't force a guy to come up 2 months earlier just because you're in a bad mood with what's out there. You just, if it was the difference in making the playoffs or not, you'd have an argument. But it's not likely that.
Okay, well, in my opinion, it would be a pretty low-risk thing to put him at, like, 8 or 9 and see how he does. But, you know, if you don't want to mess with his development, I understand that, too. With the Eagles situation, and here's a kind of a thirsty take, and it reminds me of at the end of 2009 when the Patriots had, I think, Chris Baker and Ben Watson as tight ends, and they moved on from them. And what did they do in 2010?
Gronk.
Second round, they drafted Gronk in the second round and Aaron Hernandez in the fourth. I'd be willing to bet that the Eagles draft two tight ends
before
the end of the fourth round.
Don't buy it. Too much on defense they need, man. Too much.
Yeah, well,
because they also just signed all these other tight ends that aren't great, but I think are designed to make the team. Look, I can't tell you it's impossible, Ed. I will tell you I will be stunned.
In the first four you would be stunned?
Stunned if they draft two?
Oh, two. Not two.
Don't buy it. Don't buy it at all.
Okay. Remember with Gronk, part of that, Ed, was coming out of Arizona, Gronk had all sorts of back injuries, and they probably were trying to cover their butts a little bit with the from an injury perspective, with, you know, taking two.
I mean, it could be. I don't.
The back was the big question. The talent was undeniable. The reason he was slipping to the second round is his back was so bad.
I mean, Ed, I'm just saying that they certainly might take one, and that's a part of this whole Goddard thing. But two, I think, is a long shot. Look, if they had all these defensive players back and they had, you know, they could just play with the roster, so to speak, then sure. But I don't think that's what this is. They got to fill some holes, man. They got to fill some holes.
Yeah.
Ed, give me an answer. A memorable split. You can win the Phillies tickets.
Well, since it is Masters Week, how about Tiger Woods and Elin Nordgren?
And the golf club.
That is so good.
Wow.
Wasn't
that Thanksgiving morning or the day after?
Well, it was the weekend. I don't know if it was the morning, but it was certainly that weekend.
It might have been the day after that, because I just remember we all woke up to it like, what in the world is going on?
That was unbelievable. And then all the sponsorships left him. And,
oh, my God.
You know, then his game left him, and then his back left him, and then... And he actually came back a few years later and got back on top. It was a wild story. 215-592-9494. All right, more from BG. What he said about the re-injury and having played in that Super Bowl. You'll hear that audio. Phone calls on all of these topics. So much to react to. Phil's last night, Joe DeCameron, John Ritchie. It's 94 WIP.
Here's what's happening at Borgata. Don't miss out on the action at Borgata's Poker Room, where great cards, lucky seats, and high hands bring excitement to every player. Open 7 days a week. Excitement is waiting, and you are only miles away from your happy place. Experience award-winning restaurants, exciting bars, live music, big-name entertainment, and a spacious casino filled with your favorite slots and table games. The action at Borgata Hotel, Casino, and Spa doesn't stop. Start planning your getaway today. Visit theborgata.com for more details.
Some people follow the rules, but where's the fun in that? I'm Soraya, and this is Rule Breakers, the podcast where we celebrate the rebels, the risk takers, and the ones who make their own way. Every week, I sit down with the boldest voices in sports, entertainment, and beyond to talk about breaking barriers, defying expectations, and rewriting the rules. No limits, no apologies, just real talk. Follow and listen to Rule Breakers with Soraya, an Odyssey podcast, available now for free on the Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.